Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
If you would please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35 and reading through the end of the chapter, verse 41. This is God's word. "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. These folks had a real problem. They're in the boat trying to get to the other side of the lake, and this sudden storm comes up, and the waves are coming over the top of the boat, and it's nearly swamped. Oh, well, I think they were exaggerating. Well, no, it's not just Mark who records it this way. It's Matthew and it's Luke, and Luke even says something Mark doesn't say, and that is in Luke 8:23, he says they were in real danger. Do you hear that? They were in real danger. Do you still watch the news sometimes? Are you aware of what is happening in the world? Are you aware of what is happening to our economy? Does it ever cross your mind that there might be another pandemic that's even worse than COVID? Let me tell you something. You need to know this. 100% of the population is going to die even if we never get another pandemic. Just so you know. I don't like death. But I love the way we worship God and sing about the fact that death was once my enemy, but Jesus took care of it. See, now we don't have to live in fear. Oh no, what if I die? You're going to die. If you accept that fact, please accept along with it the fact that God is in control and you're going to die when it's time for you to die and not 1 minute sooner. Please understand that. Our days are numbered. And if you know and trust the one who has numbered our days, then you don't have to be afraid. Jesus tells his people, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Because it turns out the God who rules the universe loves us. He really does. He loves us so much that he sent his son to take the punishment we deserve so that we wouldn't have to take it. So that we could be completely forgiven. It really is finished. Jesus really did pay the debt in full. Not most of it, and we can handle the rest. It's all paid. It's all paid. Oh, but I've done some things I shouldn't have done. We all have. Well, but no, you don't know what I've done. Well, no, I don't, and I probably don't want to know what you've done. But let me tell you this. God knows, and he loves you. He loves you.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. Everything we own belongs to God, including our very lives. If you are in or nearing a season of transition out of the workforce and into retirement, I want to invite you to join me at an event hosted by Ware's Valley Ranch that we are calling Finishing Well. The event will be in Knoxville, Tennessee on Thursday, May 21st. If you can join us in person, that's great. However, you can also join by signing up for the live event online or sign up to receive a link after the fact to watch the recording at a time convenient to you. Topics will include a biblical perspective on retirement shared by me and experts in estate planning, tax-saving financial planning, and charitable insurance. Go to wvr.org and click on the event tab to learn more and register for this free event. That's wvr.org. Click on the event tab to learn more about finishing well.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
These folks, they were in a scary situation. And I'm going to tell you something. If you do what God says, if you follow the Lord, it's going to be hard. Sometimes, really hard. And it's going to be scary sometimes, really scary. And you will find yourself at times facing great danger. Well, then I don't know that I really want to follow the Lord. Okay, well, I need to tell you something else. If you don't follow the Lord, you're going to go through some really hard times. And it's going to be scary. And I'm just telling you, you can't avoid the hard times. There are people who desperately try to make their decisions and plans in order to make sure that they never go through hard times. That's utterly impossible. Okay? You can be the safest driver on the road, but that doesn't control the guy who's coming towards you. You understand? Well, but I'm going to get a car with crash avoidance and airbags and all that kind of stuff. And a tree may fall on you. Well, now you've made me nervous. Don't be nervous. Trust in God. Well, so when it talks here about them being afraid, that's perfectly normal. Yeah, it's perfectly normal, but it's not what Jesus is calling us to. It's not what he's calling us to. There is a difference between feeling fear and being afraid. Jesus asked them, why are you so afraid? You still have no faith? Now, folks, there are very real biological problems that can contribute to an anxiety disorder, and there, thank God, are wonderful medications that can help with that and make it a whole lot easier to walk in the Spirit. And I encourage you, if that is something you struggle with, to talk with a professional about possibly being helped with medication. But if you get on the right medication, you're still going to face scary circumstances and you're going to feel fear. Okay? You know why? Because God doesn't want us to live like idiots. And so if the clouds get dark and the lightning is striking, you're not supposed to say, hey, let's go fly a kite. Okay? You're supposed to take cover. The Bible says that the prudent man sees danger and seeks refuge. But sometimes, if your child is out there, you got to go where the storm is. Sometimes God will send you into a scary situation and you will feel fear, but that is not the same thing as being afraid. Being afraid is when you let the fear control your behavior and your decisions instead of letting God's word control your behavior, your decisions. So these folks had a real problem. They were in real danger. And to make matters worse, Jesus was in the boat with them, but he was asleep. What help is that? They had his presence. Not just a problem. There are three P's here. Okay. Got to give you some alliteration so you'll be impressed with my brilliance. They had his presence, but it didn't seem to be doing him any good. He was asleep. There will be times when you are doing what God wants you to do, and it gets really difficult and really scary, and you're going to feel like God isn't paying attention. He's giving me no help. And the reason I say that, the reason I'm frustrated, is because God has all power, and he's not fixing my circumstances. Okay? I mean, if God cares about me, why doesn't he do something? How come I'm still sick? How come I'm getting worse? How come this person I care about is still sick, getting worse? How come my investments are just getting totally eaten up? If God loves me, if God is with me, then why are my circumstances not what I think they should be? Why are the waves still breaking over the top of the boat and the thing is filling up with water? And Jesus just seems to be asleep. He didn't just seem to be asleep, he was asleep. That's what it says. Well, I thought God never sleeps and never slumbers. I assure you the Father was awake. Okay? But Jesus, who is not only God, but who is also fully man, was asleep on a cushion in the stern of the boat. This is an unacceptable situation. Somebody's got to wake him up. Who's going to do it? What did they say to him? He said, Lord, don't you care that we drown? Do you really not care about what happens to us? If you're going to follow the Lord, there will be times when your circumstances will tempt you to think that God doesn't care about you. That was what they want to know. Do you not care? I mean, this is what's going on, and you're asleep. We see they had the presence of the Lord, even though he's asleep. They were able to go to him, and they did wake him up, and he didn't say, don't bother me. He got up, and he dealt with it. But after he dealt with it, he asked them a question. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? No faith. Faith in what? How are we supposed to have faith? They had something else. In addition to his presence, they had implicitly his promise. They hadn't calculated that. They hadn't received that and perceived that yet. But here's what I mean. Look at the start of the passage. Jesus, that evening, said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Did you see that? They missed that, apparently. I mean, it just, why? Because they weren't careful about the way they listened. Remember what last week's lesson was all about? Be careful how you listen. I mean, they heard it on one level. They got in the boat and went on the cross. But they hadn't really processed what he said. Because I'll tell you something about God's word. It's totally true, and everything he says, he will do. Everything. So if Jesus says we're going to the other side of the lake, guess where we're going to end up? In another situation, Jesus will demonstrate that he doesn't need a boat. Okay? And if the wind's really bad, he can just walk over. They are working so hard. And Jesus is walking along. And it says in that story that he acted as if he was going to pass them by. I just love that. Jesus is out for a stroll on the water as they are struggling to make forward progress. And he walked as if he would pass them by. He's got a sense of humor. God has a sense of humor. He doesn't put us in these situations in order to terrify us. He puts us in these situations in order to teach us not to be afraid. He doesn't want you to be gripped by fear. You're going to feel it. That's natural. But you don't have to be controlled by fear. And Jesus puts his followers in situation after situation where it's scary and they have to depend on him and just do what he says, and it turns out he can be trusted. Jesus is going to send out a band of 72 men in order to preach the gospel. And he says to them, now I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Does that seem like a good idea? I mean, my daughter-in-law takes care of sheep, and she's really good about it. And they recently got some guard dogs to protect against the coyotes. They're beautiful dogs, better looking than the sheep. But I'll tell you something. When Jesus says, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, he gives them some very surprising instructions. He says, I don't want you to take any money with you. I don't want you to take any of the basic things that any responsible person would take when they're going on a journey. Why would he do that? Because he's teaching them to trust, teaching them to depend on him. Every Sunday we pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer he taught his disciples to pray. Part of that prayer is to say, give us this day our daily bread. We're asking God to provide our basic needs. Why am I praying for daily bread? I've already been to the store. Because God wants me to remember that apart from him, I've got nothing. Everything I have comes from him. And so I need to thank God for everything I have. Because one of these days, I may go to the store and find the shelves are empty. So that could never happen here. You better believe it can. Have you got any awareness of history? Have you got any awareness of U.S. history? I've still got ration coupons from World War II in my father's desk. So you're saying things could get really tough. Oh, yes. So is that what you believe is going to happen based on circumstances? No, that's what I believe may well happen based on the fact that we are humans living in a world that is fallen. And while some people are praying for revival, some people are out in the streets for other reasons. And I don't know how it's all going to shake out. But I'll tell you this, I'm not worried. Because as I told my wife again this week and someone else when we were talking, Elijah, God's servant, had to live in a ravine for a while because the government was out to kill him. But God sent ravens to feed him twice a day. And get this, some of you have heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. God sent those ravens twice a day with the same food every day. It was meat and bread in the morning and meat and bread at night. I translate that as a hamburger. Nothing in there about God sending him vegetables or about him gathering them on his own. Apparently, it was okay with God to have hamburgers twice a day for an extended period of time. Yeah, but didn't he end up dying? Actually, no. He's one of the only people who's ever lived who didn't have to go through death. He got to ride up into the presence of the Lord in a chariot of fire. How cool is that? Now, that was not because he ate hamburgers all the time. But here's the thing. You don't have to be afraid. Because God's already promised he's going to take care of you. Well, what if you develop dementia like your mother and your father both did, then I hope I'll keep the attitude that my mother and my father had. Toward the end, Dad thought that every meal was the best food, and that my wife was the best cook, and that she was the best driver, and she drove him places, and this was the nicest car, and it was a beautiful day. I mean, Dad was just filled with joy, because as we get old, we become more of what we were. So cultivate a good attitude now, okay? And I hope I'll have the attitude my mother had when Dad had gone to heaven and she eventually had to be getting 24-hour care, and we'd gotten to where we couldn't do it at home even by bringing in help. And so I'm visiting Mom and I said, Mom, are they taking good care of you? Oh, yes. And I said, how's the food? Oh, the food's wonderful. And I said, that's great. Well, is there anything that I can do for you? She said, yes, can you help me find Bill? And I said, your son, Bill, or your husband, Bill? And she said, my husband, Bill. I said, Mama, he's been in heaven for several years. And she said, you don't mean it. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, no wonder I can't find him. And just smiled. And I said, I know that's got to be hard. And she said, well, if my mind has gotten that bad, you need to put me in a nursing home. And I said, well, Mom, actually, this is a nursing home. She said, you don't mean it. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, see what I mean? You see, we don't have to be afraid. Well, what if you lose your... God's in charge. It's okay. My mom's picture is still on the wall at that nursing home, and she died at age 99, how many years ago? 12 years ago. They still have her picture up on the wall in a hall of fame in the dining room. Why? Because she made such an impact on other people. Even having lost her wits, she hadn't lost her love. She hadn't lost her faith. She hadn't lost the Lord. You may get to the point where you don't know where you are, but God still knows where you are, and he still knows you, and he still loves you, and he'll take care of you. He promised. Well, but I mean, there could be waves coming over the boat. Yeah, there could. For your health, for your finances, for your family, for your country. But you don't have to be afraid. What they discovered was the power of his word. And when they discovered the power of Jesus' word, they said, oh, everything's good. No, they were terrified. When they saw a display, they wanted Jesus to do something, right? I mean, the waves are coming over the boat. The boat's filling up. They're nearly swamped. You know, Lord, don't you care? So the Lord gets up and he says to the storm, be quiet. Hush. And the wind and the waves. And the disciples said, oh, no. Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Two of my friends have recently quoted some author whom I should know and I don't. But that author said, if we really understood what it is to go and worship God, we would wear crash helmets and safety belts. What was she talking about? She's talking about the fact that we are in the presence of an awesome God. He is almighty, not just strong. He knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him. And he invites us to draw near. But the Bible tells us we should rejoice with trembling. If you have a proper, holy fear of God, you will not fear anything else. You won't have to be afraid of financial reversals, health troubles, or death itself. But if you don't have a proper fear of God, a proper reverence for him, then there are going to be all kinds of things that are going to scare you. Don't be afraid. Do not give in to the feeling of fear. Now, don't be ashamed of feeling fear. Don't think, oh, there's something wrong with me. I feel fear. No, it's okay to feel fear. Just don't let the fear govern your actions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. So, they discovered the power of His Word. Have you? Are you still asking the question that they were asking? Who is this? Or are you saying, this is my Lord and Savior. He gave His life for me. I give my life to Him.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.